In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Last Friday in schools, little kids went around with a Valentine's card for each member of their class. They all received little chalky and tasteless hearts with phrases on them like, "Be mine," and "I love you," spelled out using single letters. And although the Orthodox Church does not celebrate St. Valentine, and although the details of his life are so obscure that the Catholic Church has removed him from their official calendar of celebrations, and the stories about him actually probably date more to Chaucer than to his own actual life, he provides us with an opportunity to speak today on love. Love, the basic human bond that we have. And so I'm thankful to St. Valentine, although he is not celebrated, and much of what we know of him is probably more fable than truth. I'm thankful for him to give me this opportunity to speak to you today about love. We have, in the Greek, many different words for love, from friendly love to familial love, to love shared between two lovers. And in English, we have one, love. And to understand what this word means with all of its nuance is a big task. So we turn to God and we ask, what does God say that love is? How does he describe love? And in the Gospel of John, it says that God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son, that whoever should believe in him should not perish but have eternal life. And Christ says to his disciples, a man has no greater love than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. And St. Paul, speaking about Christ and his love, says, when he's talking to couples, he says, husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her. Each one of these, if we ask, what is love? How is God? How is Christ? How is Paul describing love to us? It is with sacrifice of life. That the Father sent and sacrificed his Son, that Christ gave his life willingly, and that the friend gives his life for the life of his friend. So then, in God's terms, love is sacrifice. Love is not emotion. It is not how you feel. It is not that warm feeling or those butterflies in your stomach. But it is the action, the active decision to sacrifice your wants, your needs, your desires, and if need be, your life for the other. And not only just for them, but for their salvation. That Christ gave himself up so that his church could find salvation. That the friend sacrifices his life so that his friend may continue to live and be delivered. That Christ gave his life for the salvation of the world. So love is a sacrifice, an active thing that you choose to do. And it is a sacrifice for the purpose of the other person's salvation. This is what marriage is. Marriage is nothing more than a sacrifice for the salvation of your spouse. That is what the church binds us together to do, to live in union, to be united together, to share every aspect of our life, and to share our complete being with someone else in order that they might be saved. And the hope and prayer that they will do the same for you. That you will lose your life for the salvation of your spouse. Now, most of us, the majority of us, will never have to make that extreme of a choice. But every day is filled with small martyrdoms, small sacrifices for the salvation of our spouse. How we speak to each other. Are we speaking in a way that sacrifices my want and need to be heard right now to allow my spouse to speak openly and freely? Am I sacrificing my want, my need, and my desire for a better job that might injure our family, that might pull me away a little bit longer? Am I willing to sacrifice my weekend pursuits to spend time with my family, to bring them to church for their salvation? The covenant of marriage is a covenant of salvation and sacrifice. Don't enter into it, or don't look for anything else. Looking for personal satisfaction, you will not find any. More often than not, you will be disappointed. But if your focus is on sacrifice and the salvation of your spouse, you can't help but be overjoyed when you see them progressing, when you see them rejoicing in the Lord, when you see them happy. That is what a marriage is about. And that, in the words of God, is what love is. Total and complete sacrifice for your spouse and their salvation. And it's for this reason, with this understanding, that the Orthodox Church says, due to the flaws of man, due to our weakness, sometimes our union is more detrimental to our salvation than it is beneficial. Sometimes we have not cultivated the personal sacrifice, the personal prayer life, the selflessness that is required within this relationship. And because of that, this relationship actually draws people away from salvation. And so the church dissolves it through divorce. An act of mercy, always with the understanding that this is better for the salvation of the people. Not they might be better fulfilled in another relationship, or they found someone else that they love more, but that they cannot attain salvation together. Therefore, why force them to hell? These are the things we must keep in mind as we live our lives within our marriages, as we teach our children what a marriage is for, as young people start to date and look for spouses. Looking for someone who makes you happy is good, but finding someone whom you are willing to lay down your life for their salvation is blessed. Amen.